Good afternoon, Senator Tepler, Representative Dudera, and members of the ENR Committee. My name is Sarah Woodbury, and I am the Vice President of Policy and Advocacy for Defend Our Health, and I'm here to testify in support of LD 317. I'm not going to read all of my testimony because I'm pretty sure it's more than 3 minutes, but I'm just going to hit some of the highlights. So LD 317 would ban the distribution and sale of cosmetics that contain certain intentionally added chemicals. These chemicals can lead to health impacts such as breast and other cancers, birth defects, damage to the reproductive system, organ system toxicity, and endocrine disruption. Breast cancer and other chronic diseases have been increasing over the past 50 years and can be linked to the chemicals we are exposed to on a daily basis in cosmetics and other consumer products. So I will say that individuals that work as stylists or barbers have a higher risk of exposure. The International Agency for Cancer Risk or for research on cancer, listed the careers of hairdresser and barber as probable carcinogens because of their exposure to toxic chemicals in the workplace. Additionally, when you look at cosmetics marketed towards people of color, those cosmetics contain more hazardous chemicals than cosmetics targeted towards white people, adding to the already higher level of exposure to toxics for people of color, looking at the things like the formaldehyde and stuff like that in the hair straighteners. According to a study by the American Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology, compared with white women and women of color have higher levels of beauty product-related environmental chemicals in their bodies, independent of socio and economic status. They are more likely to use products that have unsafe chemicals. Chemicals such as formaldehyde and formaldehyde releasers that are hair straighteners, mercury, which is in skin lighteners, and other toxic chemicals. To Representative Warren's point, Maine is not the only state looking at banning these toxic chemicals in cosmetics. I'll add an additional one to her list that she didn't mention. So we have California, Vermont is another one. Washington and Oregon have all passed legislation to ban several chemicals in cosmetics and personal care products. Maine should join these states in protecting their citizens from toxics in cosmetics. This bill is similar to an amended bill that passed this committee and the legislature last session, but unfortunately didn't get funded. The original text of that legislation had several other chemicals listed that are also harmful to human health that we think should be included in this legislation. I have included a possible amendment at the end of my testimony and would urge this committee to consider expanding the list of chemicals in this bill to protect human health. The additional chemicals are already banned in Washington, Vermont, and Oregon. And so with that, I say thank you, and I'm happy to answer questions.
Are there questions from the committee for Ms. Woodbury? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Can I answer Representative Riley's question about the database? That there isn't one. So as Representative Warren mentioned, there's just not, it's not, the EU has a much, has much better regulations about chemicals and products. They actually look at things from like a health protective stance as opposed to risk assessment, which is what the US does. So there might be some information overseas, but there was legislation passed a few years ago that actually does make it so that the US does not track those types of things.
Okay, that was going to be my question. I was going to ask if the EU or Canada or South Korea or Japan or something has some type of database.
I'm not sure if they do, but like I can definitely look into it. But like they just in general deal better with cosmetics that are allowed in or chemicals that are allowed to in a variety of products, not just cosmetics. So,
okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Woodbury. Other proponents of the bill, please.